I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Balancing innovation and stability. One of the W3CS most delicate tasks was balancing invention with stability. The web had to evolve to support new use cases. Videotape streaming. Rich web operations. Advanced plates and vitality. Real-time communication. But it also had to remain backward compatible. Websites erected decades agone should still work. This principle of permanence was deeply important to Berners-Lee. He argued that the web was humanity's collaborative memory, and breaking old content would be artistic vandalization. To manage this balance, the W3C espoused a careful, iterative approach. New features were added in stages. Cyber surfer merchandisers experimented with executions. Norms were ameliorated through testing and feedback. Berners-Lee encouraged this patient process, believing it was the only way to maintain the web's universality. Responding to critics, despite these ideals, the W3C frequently faced review. Open web lawyers occasionally argued it compromised too important with big tech. Companies complained the process was too slow. Activists indicted it of legitimizing DRM with the encrypted media extension standard. Berners-Lee heeded precisely to these reviews. He didn't claim perfection. Rather, he argued the W3CS agreement model was a stylish available medium to keep the web interoperable. It's not about getting everything you want. It's about making sure the web works for everyone, mentoring the next generation. As the web progressed, Berners-Lee decreasingly took on the part of tutor. He encouraged youngish inventors, experimenters, and policymakers to engage with norms. He wanted them to see norms work not as boring bureaucracy, but as a bedrock of freedom and invention. He told them, "Still, you have to watch about how it's erected. If you watch about the web." He also reminded them that specialized opinions always had social consequences. What kind of web you make is what kind of society you get. Collaboration beyond the W3C. Berners-Lee was also active in broader web governance debates. He shared in forums like the Internet Governance Forum, IGF, which brought together governments, civil society, companies, and specialized experts to bandy global internet policy. He supported multi-stakeholder governance, a model that defied top-down control by any single reality. He frequently advised against sweats by authoritarian administrations to put suppression or by pots to sew up services. The COVID-19 epidemic and the web. During the COVID-19 epidemic, the significance of the web came indeed clearer. Education, work, healthcare, and social connection all moved online. But the extremity also exposed a digital peak. Billions demanded access, affordable data, or the chops to use online services. Berners-Lee used a moment to renew calls for universal access and robust public policy to ensure the web remain a public good. He argued that rebuilding husbandry after COVID needed investment in digital structure that served everyone. As the web entered its fourth decade, Tim Berners-Lee's vision and the W3CS part continued to evolve. While new technologies brought glowing possibilities, they also introduced new pressures between openness and control, freedom and profit, commission and exploitation. Berners-Lee remained married to steering the web towards founding ideals. Indeed, as he conceded, the challenges had come more nuanced and complex. The push for decentralization, a major focus for Berners-Lee in recent times, has been defying centralization. He advised that a sprinkle of giant platforms had too important power over speech, commerce, and particular data. This attention risked turning the web into commodity near to a commercial controlled network than the decentralized, universal medium he'd envisaged. His answer was solid. The open source design he launched to restore stoner control over data. Solid's approach was radical but simple in conception. Rather storing all stoner data on commercial waiters, druggies would keep it in personal online data stores, capsules. Operations would request authorization of Pierce data, but druggies could drop access or switch services without losing data. Burners. Lee believed this would restore competition and stoner choice, while making it harder for companies to lock people in. He erected Enrupt, a company aiming to bring solid technology to governments, enterprises, and individualities. Airmen systems included health data systems that admired patient sequestration, government services that allowed citizens to control their own records, enterprise data results with fine, granulated access control. Though Solid was Enten sanctioned W3C design, its values were deeply aligned with the consortium's commitment to open norms and interoperability. The W3CS work on new frontiers. Meanwhile, the W3C itself continued to attack the coming generation of web technologies. It launched and expanded working groups on WebXR to support virtual and Stoke reality jests, WebAssembly allowing near-native speed for complex operations in the CyberSurfer, empirical credentials and decentralized identifiers erecting blocks for a web of trust without centralized doorkeepers, web payments to make online deals more flawless and secure. Each of these norms carried Berners Lee's morality. Open, kingliness free, implementable by anyone, erected through agreement. He argued that these new technologies should repeat old miscalculations. They must remain interoperable, avoiding cinch heft or fragmentation. He pushed actors to suppose not just about specialized features, but about ethics, sequestration, and long-term social impacts. Education and advocacy. Beyond specialized leadership Berners, Lee devoted much of his time to education and advocacy. He spoke at conferences, universities, congresses, and transnational bodies, repeating a simple but critical communication. The web is for everyone. He reminded Cult that this was a given. It was a choice societies had to make again and again. Access had to be expanded. Rights had to be defended. Norms had to stay open. He prompted policymakers to fate the web as critical structure, no less important than roads or electricity. A life's work. For Berners Lee, the web was no way just a technology. It was an idea, a pledge that knowledge could be participated freely, that distance and borders could be bridged, that anyone, anywhere, could produce and share. He frequently said the web was humanity's largest cooperative design, a glass reflecting our stylish and worst impulses. He accepted that the web had failed in some ways. It had been used to spread hate, misinformation, and exploitation, but he refused to give up on it. He claimed that these failures were ineluctable. They were the result of choices and could be changed with better bones. Heritage and the future. Berners, Lee's heritage is complex and evolving. He's widely credited as the web's innovator, but his most profound impact may be in how he fought to keep open by refusing to patent or monetize the foundational protocols, by creating the W3C to preside them openly, by backing agreement over control. Tim Berners, Lee, by championing for ethics and addition, indeed critics who allowed. He was too romantic, frequently admired his integrity. He didn't vend out. He didn't cash in. Rather, he spent decades as the web's inexhaustible guardian. The W3CS enduring role. Under his leadership, the W3C came the world's most important web norms body. It balanced assiduity needs with public interest. It managed technological complexity without losing sight of universal access. It proved that open, participatory governance could work, indeed at internet scale. The W3CS continued applicability, indeed as technology evolves, is a testament to that vision. As the web faces new challenges, from AI-generated content to deepfakes, from amount-resistant encryption to ethical design, the W3C remains a forum where the world can negotiate participative results. Ending reflections. When asked late in life what he wanted his heritage to be, Tim Berners, Lee didn't point to a specific standard or invention. He said he hoped people would flash back that the web was erected to be for everyone, and that it was everyone's responsibility to keep it that way. He knew it would be an endless task, but he also believed it was one of humanity's most important. As the alternate decade of the 21st century advanced, Tim Berners, Lee brazened a stark reality: the web he constructed was an extremity. It had come necessary to billions of people, woven into every part of life, from commerce and communication, education and entertainment. But it was also decreasingly blamed for failing its druggies. Online abuse, surveillance capitalism, data breaches, information juggernauts, monopolistic doorkeepers, and heightening digital divides hovered the very ideals on which the web was erected. Burners, Lee felt a particular responsibility. He'd given the web down freely, hoping people would use it to produce a better world. Now, he saw it being twisted in ways that frequently harmed the vulnerable and concentrated power in the hands of the many. The wake-up call. Numerous pointed 2016 as a turning point, a wake-up call that electrified Berners-Lee. That time saw the Brexit vote in the UK and the US presidential election, both marred by misinformation juggernauts spread through social media. Meanwhile, exposures about mass surveillance, fueled by Edward Snowden's exposures, show how governments exploited online data to track citizens. The Cambridge Analytica reproach soon followed, exposing how particular data from millions of Facebook druggies had been gathered and weaponized for political manipulation. Berners, Lee watched in horror. "We demonstrated that the web had failed rather of serve humanity," he said. The adding centralization of the web, the rising dominance of a sprinkle of platforms, is turning into a machine of inequity and division. Taking responsibility. Berners, Lee could have retired as a widely accredited innovator and academic, but he refused to stand by. He believed that if the web had gone wrong, he had a duty to help fix it. This sense of moral responsibility was a defining particularity. Unlike numerous tech settlers who cashed out or disentangled, he stayed in the fosses, talking with inventors, policymakers, and activists, prompting them to address the web's problems at the root. He didn't just want to alleviate the symptoms. He wanted to restore the web's founding principles of openness, decentralization, and universality. The launch of Solid, one of his most ambitious responses, was Solid, short for Social Link Data. Solid was a new armature for erecting web operations in which druggies possessed their data. Rather of handing particular information over to centralized platforms, druggies would store in particular online data stores or capsules. Apps would request authorization to read or write data, but druggies could drop access at any time. Still, you could switch to another without losing your prints, connections, if you didn't like one app. This was a direct attack on the data cinch heft and surveillance capitalism that fueled big tech's dominance. Solid wasn't just a specialized design, it was a fiat. It declared that the web didn't have to be extractive and manipulative. It could be reimagined as a place where people had agency. Berners, Lee launched Solid as an open source design, encouraging universities, governments, and companies to experiment with it. He also innovated in RUPT, a company designed to support Solid development and help it gauge. This was a get-rich-quick adventure. Its charge was to realign the web with the stoners' interests. Indeed, if that meant challenging the business models of some of the world's most important companies. Berners, Lee explained it simply. People want to be connected to the people they watch about, the effects they watch about. They don't want to be exploited. He didn't claim Solid was a tableware pellet, but he saw it as a practical step toward restoring balance between druggies and platforms. The vision of decentralization. Solid was part of a broader vision Berners, Lee had for decentralizing the web. He stressed the connection of power in the many tech titans was inharmonious with republic, freedom, and invention. In a decentralized web, no single company or government could unilaterally decide what people could see, say, or do. Innovation would flourish because inventors wouldn't need authorization to make new apps or services. Druggies would choose services grounded on quality and trust, not because they were locked in. This was the same spirit that guided the creation of the web itself. While developing Solid Berners, Lee also knew that technology alone would end save the web. The issues of sequestration, misinformation, and platform dominance were not just bugs in the law. They were political and social challenges. He devoted enormous energy to public advocacy, prompting governments and companies to reevaluate their approach to data and the web. He argued that programs, laws, and morals had to change too. The contract for the web. In 2019, he launched a contract for the web, an action developed with hundreds of associations, companies, and governments. The contract was a set of principles and commitments designed to guard the web's future. It divided liabilities among three groups. White heavy checkmark governments ensure everyone can connect to the internet, keep it available all the time, respect people's ABCDarian rights online. White heavy checkmark companies make the internet affordable and accessible, respect sequestration, develop technologies that support the stylish and humanity. White heavy checkmark citizens build strong communities that admire civil converse, fight for the web's openness, be generators and collaborators. Berners, Lee described the contract not as a law, but as a moral frame. He compared it to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, a participated standard that could guide laws and business practices. He wanted to make it clear that the web's problems were everyone's responsibility. If we do an act now and act together, the web we want will end be possible. Industry buy-in. The contract for the web was inked by major companies, including Google, Facebook, and Microsoft, as well as governments and civil society associations. Critics argue that these companies inked on for public relations while continuing practices that undermine the contract's principles. Berners. Lee conceded this pressure, but claimed that getting them to agree intimately was a first step. He believed the contract created influence. Once companies made commitments, they could be held responsible by the public, activists, and policymakers. The contract was also a signal to druggies. They had power, too. They could demand better products, better laws, better governance. Berners. Lee frequently said the web was too important to leave the technologists or companies alone. It demanded an engaged populace, the part of the W3C. While solid in the contract for the web made captions, Berners, Lee's work at the W3C remained as essential as ever. He continued to direct the World Wide Web Consortium, steering it through new technological borders. White Heavy Checkmark WebAssembly for high performance cyber surfer operations. White Heavy Checkmark WebXR for virtual and Stoke reality. White Heavy Checkmark Empirical Credentials for decentralized digital identity. White Heavy Checkmark Web Payments for secure, interoperable online commerce. These weren't just condescent toys, they were battles for the web soul. Berners. Lee claimed that these new technologies stay open and interoperable, so they would end come new walled auditoriums. Defending openness. At the core of Berners, Lee's advocacy was a single idea: openness. He believed openness was what made the web revolutionary. It allowed anyone to publish. It allowed anyone to make. It allowed ideas to spread freely. It kept power decentralized. He saw openness as essential to republic, invention, and mortal rights. But openness was ineluctable. Companies constantly sought to enclose the web, to lock druggies in, to control data and experience. Berners. Lee fought against this tendency. He argued that norms like HTML, CSS, and JavaScript work because they were kindliness-free, enforced by multiple merchandisers, defined in open processes. The W3CS part was to defend these principles indeed as technology evolved. The cost of consensus. Berners. Lee also defended the W3CS slow, occasionally frustrating process. Consensus was ineffective. It needed endless meetings, concession, and replication. But he believed it was the only way to make norms that work for everyone. Without agreement, the web would scrap into inharmonious silos. Still, its power is lost. If the web fractions, he was willing to absorb review from companies wanting faster results and activists wanting further chastity to keep the process open and inclusive.